The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. And good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother mean advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
Got a story for you guys.
All right.
You guys want to hear a story?
Does it have spooks and scares, or is it more like a jokes and laughs one, like the funny sermons?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? It's got both.
Okay. Is there any hugging, loving, and kissing in it?
Yeah, what's it rating MPAA-wise?
R.
Oh.
Okay.
Some adult content.
Okay.
But educational adult content?
Oh, okay.
It's one of those horny edutainment movies with spooks and scares.
What the educational nudity?
All right.
This will actually all click for you guys when I tell you it's about my upcoming vasectomy.
Oh.
Oh, geez.
So you can see how it all kind of tracks, right?
Oh, my.
So just to set the stage, I did not know.
Don't really got to set it more than that.
Well, I didn't. This is the first we're here. This is the first sort of vasectomy-based conversation that I believe the three of us have had, unless you and Travis are having secret sidebar vasectomy chats.
We all share our calendar, and mine has had an appointment labeled vasectomy.
You are fucking kidding me. When?
In the calendar. Look in the calendar.
All right.
Yesterday afternoon. Blow it up.
Justin, yeah. I need to know, do you have any, like, big plans for the day before your vasectomy? Bucket list things you want to accomplish?
I'll be damned, dude. Yesterday afternoon, you had a vasectomy appointment, all caps.
Oh, no, we missed it. I didn't get you a card or anything.
You didn't give me a card or anything. I gotta get a vasectomy. I'm just crazy about it. I'm crazy about this vasectomy. And it is like, if you're a person with a penis, I think that, you know, it's like reversible, and which is the one negative.
I would say. So there's a chance you could accidentally reverse it.
Yeah, like, you could pick something up wrong.
There's a lot of birth control that is less, you know, taxing or more taxing or whatever. But I just decided vasectomy is the way to go. So I go in. I waited, I would say, for like 45 minutes. And it was rough because I'm not in any way, like, worried or nervous or unsure about this. But they were showing a video in the lobby on loop of what it's like to get a vasectomy.
Huh.
So, like, some person's balls are just being split open in front of me. Every, like, 15 minutes, this one clip would pop up.
Did it have a little narrator who would just, like, and you're still sure?
Yeah, it was like, it's no big deal. We go in and clip the vas deferens and then we get out, in and out.
Was it the Jurassic Park DNA strand? Who's it like, there's going to be less of me kind of popping around.
It's pretty close to that. We got, when I went in, I was so bored. There was like a hearing test kiosk that I like sat and took a hearing test. So I was waiting for.
Now, not during, right? You weren't taking a hearing test during.
No, but I go back.
How'd the hearing test go? Probably not great.
Bad, actually. My hearing is just as suspected bad. But I just don't. I feel like I don't want to go into doctor's offices every week to get something about my broken 30-year-old body, mid-30s body fixed.
So at this point, you've just accepted, like, this doesn't work?
It doesn't work. That's life. So I get back there, and there's a nurse back there to take my vitals, and the first thing she says is, so you don't want any more kids?
Wow.
And I was like,
This is like if you went to buy a car and someone's like, you sure you want to pay for gas all the time?
I think she's just making conversation. I literally have no idea why she decided to pitch it this way. And I said, yeah, no, I'm for sure.
You should have said to the nurse that asked you that question, you should have been like, oh, yeah, I totally want more kids. Wait. Should I, am I not? Can I not do that if I get a? Wait, I thought this was just sort of an aesthetic choice. You're telling me, wow.
I just want to walk around with my vas deferens hanging out through my scrotum. No big deal.
Now, Justin, were you worried about like a rookie of the year scenario in which you would have this procedure done?
You would nut super hard every time you did fall out of butt loving.
It would really amaze Daniel Stern.
Yeah, so she asked me what I did for a living, and that's always a good conversation. So I tried to muddle my way through that. Oh, by the way, she asked me, you don't want any more kids? And I said, I didn't even, like, monitor my tone. It's just what, like, belched out of me was, no. She said, why not? I said, got 'em. Got kids.
Checked off the boxes.
Got them. Got a lot of kids. All good. No more. Thank you.
I got Boardwalk and Park Place. I'm not going to eat any more Big Macs.
So the doctor finally made his way in about an hour after I got there. And he has me, the first thing he says is like, so what do you do for a living? And I was like, trying to explain. It's like, oh God. I was like, this sounds so stupid, but like, I guess, like, technically, entertainer, I guess, I don't know, it's like, it's weird, my brothers and I do podcasts, and then we just, like, wrote a graphic novel that just came out, and we do, like, these live, he cuts me off, he's like, do you lift heavy things? And I said, no, I don't.
You're in the career path that you're in so that you explicitly never have to lift anything heavy.
And that's all he was trying to ascertain. Like, dude did not need my fucking LinkedIn.
I thought you were going to say, he interrupted and was like, wait, are you Taco? Are you Justin McElroy? Oh, my God.
Justin McElroy?
I'm honored to be working on your balls.
What a treat to be working on your balls. And he said, we can give you some Valium before, and another option is you can do the gas that'll knock you out for it, and it's like $80 more. So I don't know what $80 is worth, but it's that apparently. So like $80, and I don't know why he knew the amount like right off the top of his head, but it's like $80 if I want to knock myself out with gas for this ball procedure. But then he's like, okay, stand up and take off your pants. I acquiesced.
And you tore away your tear-away pants.
Yeah, and I dropped my pants, and,
Did he say, this is too big, man. I wouldn't even know where to find the vas deferens in this thing.
He just grabbed my vas deferens, both of them. And this is
not
bullshit.
Without looking, it was amazing.
He pinched them, and I felt like, oh, God. Oh, Boise. And he said, these are his words. Can you tolerate that?
Wow.
Fuck yeah, I can tolerate it. Look at me. Some people black out when I do that. So if you can tolerate that. And he was like, if he was tolerating that, we should be good to go. Some people black out. And then, but in the back of my head, I was thinking, fuck, if I was one of those people that blacked out, I could save myself $80. You just pinch my vas deferens, knock me out.
Where's the word of warning? Like, hey, I'm about to pinch some stuff. You might black out.
No word of warning. The other word that I didn't get was like, you can pull your pants back up. Because we were like a few sort of conversational threads into this discussion before I was like, can I cover my balls or
tell me more about podcasting?
Yeah. Is there more we need to address? So we go, we finished that appointment. I make my appointment for the thing. He said, you'll need a driver, which it was a fun, like give it a fun sort of heist feel. The theft of Justin's ability to create.
Call Statham. I got it. I'm working on my balls.
You need a no baby driver.
So I'm in the
like sort of checkout area, and I'm getting a date for when I could get my vasectomy. The doctor at first offered me, "How about tomorrow?" And that was a part of me was like, "Fuck yeah, let's go." and I told him, I was like, unfortunately, actually that won't work for me because I'm going to have to watch both of my kids all day by myself, but I'll definitely be brave for a vasectomy after that. So let's go ahead and we scheduled it out. And as I'm standing in the checkout area when they're making my appointment, and the lady's like, so there's a couple things you just need to be aware of. When you come, you're going to need to bring somebody to drive you and a Valium to take and a jock strap. And I'm like, you know, I don't have a jock strap. And she was like, you can get one in the gift shop and bring it with you. And she said, you're going to need to wear a jock strap. She said, you're going to have some swelling for about 48 hours. Sexual activity will be okay after a week, and you're going to need to wear the jock strap for 2 weeks to alleviate the discomfort. I was like, so really, though, sexual activity will be okay in 2 weeks? Really? Like, let's go ahead. And the question of sexual activity will be off the table as long as the jock strap is in the equation. Okay, so we got the jock strap. And then the last thing, this is wild, you got to come back. She was like, you're going to need 20 evacuations after you surgery, and then we'll test your sperm count again. So it could, and then you'll be sort of like clear for, sex without condoms, but, 20 evacuations. So it could be, 3 or 4 months before we're ready to test that. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, it could be. I was so happy she snuck in 3 or 4 months because I was ready to be like, oh, so just a
never mind. So just like a six pack of Gatorade or whatever.
So do you have a waiting room or is there something comfortable? 20's a tall order, but
Jesus Christ.
So but this is the worst part. Yeah, she's like, at that point she gets like really vague, like upsettingly vague about this sample procedure. And she was like, so you'll just have the cups and you'll bring in the cups and we'll test them. And I was like, okay, like, where are the cups coming from? Oh, we'll have them here. And she was like, and then you want to take them to the, let me actually scratch that out in the form. See, it says you used to take them here, and she scratches it out and she's like, but actually you're going to take them to the lab. And they're actually at this different address. And she scratches it out and writes something else in. Then she's like, and their times are different, actually. Scratching it out and write back again. So at this point, like, I'm going to bring a cup of jizz to somebody. Can we please nail down exactly when and where that is happening? Like, I don't even know where I get the cups. Like, will you give me the cups here? I actually asked her, like, I don't know how to say this, but will I prepare the sample at home or will I prepare the sample here? That seems like a small question. It's the biggest
difference imaginable,
humanly possible. The biggest difference, like she said, and it could be, it doesn't have to be right away, but it should be within 2 hours of procuring the sample. And I'm like, ma'am, I cannot weigh the social ramification. Please just tell me exactly how many minutes and I'll do it
perfectly.
Give me
some time. I don't want to rush, but I don't want to be late.
I want to know the exact method this is happening.
Here you go. Still steaming.
Right. No, you nasty pervert. The cups, you're supposed to use different cups.
It's only been 10 minutes. That's way too soon. You just cranked off.
Did you already have your shoes on and your keys in your other hand? What are you doing?
We did a temperature scan on this.
You're like a dirty test now. We did it like the few live.
So we have security cameras, okay? You can't do that.
We did it like the Predator. This stuff's magma red hot.
Also, you have no sperm. Congratulations.
Yeah, but also nice.
The cum puzzle has been solved.
So I'm now like worried about, there is going to be a period when people talk about the back catalog of the show, there is going to be a jockstrap period where I did record wearing a jockstrap for a while.
What if that's your best work?
Maybe that's like, yeah, then I'll have to keep it on all the time. It'll get like superstitious about it. But anyway.
Now, I do see in the calendar now your actual vasectomy day, the day that vasectomy will happen. It's, and I know it is because I'm not going to say what day it is because I don't want you to get tweets from people like, you know, congratulating you or checking in on how you're doing. So just go ahead and start sending those in nonstop for the next month. But it does say vasectomy in all caps with a big exclamation point, which is one, nice, because it denotes just how excited you are for this procedure. But it also lets me know that I am going to see you during the jockstrap period because it, my seeing you will be within 2 weeks of this date. So I'm, I can't wait.
Yeah. Within 2 weeks of this date, we will be on tour, won't we?
Yeah, we sure will, bud.
I just need a little bit to process the fact that I'm going to be walking around Disney World with my balls.
You will be at Disney World.
It's a small world. It's going to be rough time. All right. That's going to be a cool trip. I'm sure I'll be fine by then. So anyway, that's like my sort of situation. That's where I'm at in my walk.
Let's move on to the questions, though.
Yeah. About 2 weeks ago, a set of keys was found near a set of mailboxes in my neighborhood. Someone hung them on a nearby bulletin board, but no one has claimed them. There's a store loyalty card on the keychain, and I happen to know there's a vulnerability in the company's website that would allow me to access their personal information, including a phone number and email address. Is it okay to obtain and use that information to contact them and help them get their keys back? P.S. I reported the vulnerability to the company months ago, but they don't seem interested in fixing it. That's from Helpful Hacker in Redacted.
Fuck yeah. I'm in.
I'm doing good. I'm a white hat.
I'm into the Aldi network database. I found the sarin gas.
Really sarin gas in all Aldis.
Cancel sarin gas, but I could.
Why do they even have this command?
Piggly Wiggly has forwarded me 15 bitcoins to release sarin gas in all the Aldis.
Is that a lot or not many?
I don't even know if 15 bitcoin, is that like 15 cents or $15? How does that, is it,
how many ballpark bitcoin? It? I'm going to say it's probably about $250,000. You could do a lot of crimes to me if it meant I get my keys or wallet back. If I lose my keys or wallet, not my phone. Losing my phone is annoying and it's going to be kind of expensive, but like I can spend the money and get like the insurance coverage on the phone to do the thing and I'll get the phone back. But my keys, holy shit. If I lost my keys, that's my month, is just getting reassembling the fellowship of the key ring. Of just getting, like, I would have to first remember all the keys I have on my key ring, and then my wallet, fucking forget about it. If my wallet disappears, then I'm just going to, like, start over, change my identity, you know, because there's no point. I could not tell you the cards that are in there. So, like, yeah. I wouldn't mind you hacking the Aldi website to get my info if it meant reuniting me.
Here's what I'm more worried about. I would also love to have my keys back, though I only have 3 keys. But I do have a really great like TARDIS keychain on there that I love, and I wouldn't know
get
a replacement. Yeah, it's like one of those, like, it's shaped like a hotel room, you know, like diamond, and it's like information about the TARDIS.
Oh, okay. So, but it's not three-dimensional. It's a flat key. That's what I thought, is that you had a phone box in your pocket. Okay.
No, but what I'd be worried about is the information that you could access here of like Travis went to the grocery store and like had a week where he really thought he was going to get into fancy cheeses and bought too much cheese one weekend. Like, that's information I don't want you to have about me. I'm also disappointed in whatever grocery store chain this is, that you reached out to them and was like, hey, there's a back door. And they're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, it happens.
I mean, literally nobody gives a shit. I think go ahead and hack them. I don't usually say that. I usually think that the hacking's not good.
Here's the thing, though. It's been 2 weeks. So my point being is, like, this person's probably already working on, like, rebuilding their keychain. They might even be, like, done. And now, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, you're like, here they are. Like, they've just gotten over the fact that they've lost and replaced these keys.
Can you imagine? I was thinking, when Griffin was talking about how sort of terrible this would be for his keys and wallet, like, it would be unfathomably annoying. Like, no argument there. Can you imagine if that could this could happen for internet? Can you imagine how kind of like, if just one day you woke up and you like, I can't
can it do it at all? I can't.
Like, you can't. Hold on, Justin, just to follow up.
It's
you
all.
Can't internet?
I can't internet. And all my internet is gone from me, right? I can't get to it, but it is gone. Like, it's not going to, not like some weird hacker is like, it's gone. Like, all your right. internet is like, you're like a physical thing in the world, and you just can't get into it.
So you can't check your sites.
Can't check your sites. I could do this now, right? Just log off, go to a cabin. But what if people start talking shit?
Okay. What if people are asking questions about your vasectomy and you can't be there to answer them?
Yes, I won't be there to answer them. So I do have, I can't do that. It's like, I don't know what the, I'm having trouble sort of like conceiving this. I was just thinking about how like, it would be really nice. It would be almost kind of nice with a wallet because there's like, you get a lot of cruft and it's like, okay, well, I just need like, all I need is like a license and a card. And like after that, I'm just, I don't care. I'll figure out the AAA's phone number. Like, if I need to contact them, whatever. No problem.
I have a lot of junk in my wallet.
It's just a lot of junk. And I just kind of wish you could do that with, like, internet. Where, like, I just need this email address.
Empty it out? What if I just emptied out my internet?
Fuck yes!
Okay.
I've got a fucking Lick ice cream frequent ice cream buyer card that's all the way punched out. Hell yeah! I get a free fucking pint of ice cream. Are you kidding me? What else is in here?
What's in my wallet? Let me see.
Anybody? Hey, this is a funny. Hold on, wait. This can be like a funny bit.
It's not
anybody
be funny.
Got? Anybody got a Jimmy cup? Anybody got a? Anybody got a rubber?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. All right. Here's a Yahoo. This one was sent in by Adrian Cowles. Thank you, Adrian. It's Yahoo Answers user. They're anonymous. I'll call him Cody. Asks. Will people think I'm tough if I talk through clenched teeth and wear sunglasses?
They might think you have to go to the bathroom really bad.
I don't know, Trav. I think it could be pretty badass. I think you could sound like a real tough... Okay.
Can you show me which way it is to the rallies?
See, that sounds, Griffin, like you need to shit.
Or you're angry at rallies.
Let me try.
Where's the closest rallies?
If you sound like a representation of, like a physical manifestation of anger, like the Lewis Black character in Inside Out, is that tough? Or are you just kind of fussy? Huh.
Is there a way to talk through clenched teeth and not sound angry? Like if you were like, oh, I love rallies.
No, that still sounds like you're pretty pissed off.
Okay, let me try again.
I love rallies.
I don't know how to diagnose that one, Trevor.
Okay.
Can it be inspirational?
Like what?
It always seems impossible until it's done, Nelson Mandela.
That kind of sounded a little bit like the Joker and Batman had a raspy-voiced baby.
Yeah, but I do appreciate the quote.
I found it uplifting.
Was that somebody speaking to Nelson Mandela, or did you include that?
Nelson Mandela.
It was both. It was someone quoting Nelson Mandela to Nelson Mandela. So Nelson Mandela being like, okay, you got me. That's good.
Nelson Mandela thinking, wow, I'm uplifted, and that person's tough.
Yeah, that's a very tough person.
I'll say this. The sunglasses are going to go a long fucking way to looking tough.
Let me offer a similar but different option. Sunglasses... and your teeth never touch. So you say, like, let's go to the rallies.
Has anybody seen my Bible? Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Nelson Mandela.
Actually, Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
I found a page of 10 life-changing Kung Fu Panda inspirational quotes.
Ah, cool. Let's figure out which one is the toughest.
Yeah,
which one of these KFP quotes can Justin make sound the most hard ass?
Okay. That was Master Oogway, of course.
Your story may not have such a happy beginning, but that does not make you who you are. It is the rest of it, who you choose to be.
It's from the
Soothsayer. Not exactly pithy.
No, it's a little wordy.
Hey, do you have sunglasses? I know you have your fucking Gunnars, but those have never made anybody look tough ever in the history of time.
Okay, here we go. I got my sunglasses on now.
Tap them so I can hear it.
Yeah, tap them against the mic.
Okay.
He could be tapping anything.
Master Oogway says,
there are no accidents.
Okay, wait.
Okay. No, that was bad. That was fucking hard ass, dude.
There are some, though. That one's just
but there are accidents.
There are accidents.
If I knock over my cup and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And you're like, there are no accidents.
There was an answer on this, and it's from an anonymous user who says, do you have a jaw issue? And then follows that up with, sunglasses are way fucking tough.
Yeah, for sure. Me and my family like to go out and eat every weekend. And one of our favorite places to visit is a local Mexican food restaurant. But recently we've been avoiding the restaurant since one of the staff there keeps asking us riddles while we order.
Oh my God in heaven.
He won't even ask us if we want to hear them anymore. He just starts asking us riddles until we've lost our appetite. There was even an instance where the whole night he just kept trying to get us to invest in Bitcoin. And that's not a riddle. That's different.
Well, is it a riddle, Justin? How does Bitcoin work?
I love this restaurant since it has amazing burritos. But this guy repels us from going back. How should I confront this burrito riddler so that I can enjoy a nice meal without being forced to listen to his musings? That's from Gmail. I just...
If meat and cheese wrapped up by bring to thee, you must answer me these riddles three.
It's just... Are the riddles Mexican food based? Or are they just anything goes?
Okay, what you guys are thinking about this, I just read these on a Reddit about riddles. What was it? So there's like a guy and it's a puddle in the floor. Oh, what was that? Well, like, how does he just have these riddles ready to go? Is he reading them from a book? What's his deal? And why does he want you to invest in Bitcoin?
I just don't see... It just makes me... I don't want to do a riddle then, but sometimes I do. And that's the problem with riddles, is you can never get a nice brain tickler when you need one. And I don't really want to do that when I'm trying to eat Mexican food. Why? Where is this guy when I'm on a night on a long car trip with my wife? Because then we could really use a nice little cerebral diversion to sort of ponder over.
Especially when it's time to order, which I think we can all agree, no matter how confident you are in what meal you want, as soon as someone asks you, it becomes like the most like high stress, like, please let me go last. Like, why would that be the time to ask me some riddles? I'm barely keeping it together ordering from you.
I Googled taco riddles because I did want to have one where you could like...
Okay.
My grand plan was, what if you twisted it back on him with a taco riddle? And yeah. like that would really knock him for a loop. And the one I found an online riddle database that's crowdsourced. So the quality of the riddles, specifically the one I found, and then as I continue to peruse the site, all on this site is questionable. So I don't have... I wanted you guys to know that when I don't have anything to add to this, it's not for lack of trying. I tried a few things, I looked, and I just couldn't bring home the bacon this
time. Well, hold on, Justin. Let us hear them. Don't just assume that. Hit us with those gems.
Okay, well, here's the one riddle on the internet about tacos. Riddle. This is from riddles.com, which is my new fucking homepage. I have 10 tacos. My friend eats 3 of his. I eat 11. How many do I have left by tomorrow?
Wait, what? Okay.
I got it.
I'm going to read this one more time. I have 10 tacos. My friend eats 3 of his. I eat 11. How many do I have left by tomorrow?
You have negative 1 taco.
No, I've got it. No, Travis. The riddles are all about sort of open-minded sort of way of thinking. And the answer to this one is the doctor was his mom.
Oh, they don't bury alive tacos.
They all fuse into a piece of feces in my toilet. Yum. That's
holy
the answer.
Shit,
Justin. Just saying. Hey, guys, here's another riddle.
What do ghosts eat for breakfast?
Cereal with blueberries?
No. No.
Blueberry pancakes.
Invisible eggs.
Dreaded wheat.
Fucking hell, man. Damn, dude.
Great riddles that get passed down through the ages are very challenging, and riddles.com is where people can come and just sort of do whatever. Just sort of play around and explore the space.
Oh, I'm deep in the guts of this website right now. Here's one.
I got one for you. Okay. I'm neither liquid nor solid or gas. I'm used to create famous things, but I do not get any fame. If you merge solid and liquid, you will find the other part of who I am. What am I?
What?
I am paint. Hey! Paint's liquid! Hey! What are you doing? You're not paint! What are you doing?
I am not water or soda or beer or wine, but I am a wet liquid that you drink, and I'm not milk. What am I? I'm water.
But a different kind of water than what you were thinking of.
That's a good riddle. Damn, could this be... Advice is played.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that advice is played? Riddles are where it's at.
That's where okay. it's at.
You can carry it everywhere you go, and it does not get heavy. What is it?
I don't know what.
Okay. One, we could spend the next 45 minutes listing things that fit that clarification. The answer is your name. Okay, but like also a light bag, a balloon. Like, there are lots of things, a grain of sand.
Hey, guys, I'm big as an elephant, but lighter than a feather. What am I? You know, the wind.
No.
That wind's as big as an elephant. This is riddles.com. This should be like brainteasers.fart, not like riddles.com, which should be the web address of like the internet's premier riddle source.
Here's one for you. Which of these words is the odd one out? Apple, care, or strawberry?
Care?
The answer is not care. The answer is strawberry, because apple and care end with an E, but strawberry doesn't.
Okay, but like...
You just can't do that.
Okay.
That's not how any of it works. You can't. You simply can't.
Okay, you ready? I like this one. The hand sows, the eye harvest.
That's the riddle?
Yep. The hand sows, the eyes harvest.
I ask again, that's the riddle.
Yep. Answer, to read and to write.
Okay, we gotta go to the money zone. We could do this all day. This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. This is worse than Yahoo Answers, and it's riddles.com. This should be a fucking honored website.
I want to do one more, just to like get us into the money zone. Help me solve this, is the name of this one. Riddle, I have 6 legs. 3 eyes, 5 tails, 20 ears, and half a head. Who am I? Answer, I don't know. Please help me solve this.
Are you kidding?
Riddles.com!
No.
All right. Well, the hunt is on. We have a
I've got the beginning of a riddle. I just
I feel like this is a riddle I've started.
We have a considerable platform here, boys, that we need to use responsibly. We are now crowdsourcing the hunt. Give me the numbers again, Juice.
I have 6 legs, 3 eyes, 5 tails, 20 ears, and half a head. Who am I?
Yeah, so get out there, get looking, friends. Write in your theories, work together. I want to see this on the message boards.
Do your math.
I
want
to see people helping this person figure this one out.
Oh, my good God.
Such a great dinner last night, y'all. It was meatballs in like a soy glaze over rice and peppers.
Very delicious, very quick to make, very satisfying. And the fancy restaurant I got it at was, what was the name of it? Oh, that's right. My Kitchen.
Whoa!
Yeah, believe it or not, it's from Blue Apron, where you're going to get delicious, high-quality ingredients that you will make into absolutely stunning meals that you will not be able to believe that you yourself cooked. If you've thought, like, hey, I should learn to cook a little bit better or get into some new recipes or try some new ingredients that maybe you've never messed around with, Blue Apron is a great way to get started. They've got chef-designed recipes and exciting partnerships. Some of the recipes they're going to be in coming up in the next few weeks are hidden right now because they're going to be determined by MasterChef. It's exciting. There's even a Bob's Burgers themed meal coming up soon. So
get out.
Yeah, I'm serious. So check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/mybrother. That's blueapron.com/mybrother. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Can I tell you about Wink?
Yes.
Wink's real good. Wink will help you figure out what wine's good and then bring it right to your door. There's a guy, his name is Todd Winkles, and he will come to your house, he carries the box, and he sets it down really gently, and a lot of these wine delivery companies, they won't set the box down gently. And at that point, you don't got, you know, nice bottles of wine that have been sort of tailored for your taste buds. You got a wet doormat, a wet, wine stained doormat. Wink won't do you like that. They got online ordering. They got quick shipping. They got personalized recommendations. The only way that Wink can make wine discovery, the act of it, easier is if they drank it for you. And a lot of other wine delivery companies will do that.
They do that. They insist on that. Like, it's always two for you, one for us. Thanks for buying us this wine, they say.
And Todd Winkles will really want to. And if you invite him in for a glass, he will appreciate it. But he loves this red stuff and this white stuff sometimes. It's pink and bubbly. But he won't do it. He will resist the temptation. Anyway, it's Wink, W-I-N-C-E. W-I-N...
it's Wince.
It's
what a riddle.
W-I-N-C, this is my riddle. What is the wrong way to say to spell a company's name and then not get paid for a commercial? Wink makes it easy to discover the great wine by
discover the great wine.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
It's the greatest wine.
I don't know what's wrong with
me. Discover the great wine with me, Griffin.
Why am I incapable of reading and talking at the same time?
It's all of the greats.
What's happened to me? Jesus Christ. They match wines to your taste and ship them right to your door. They got no membership fees. You can skip any month, cancel any time. Anyway, go to trywink.com/mybrother. You're going to get $20 off your first shipment. That's trywink.com/mybrother for $20 off. trywink.com/mybrother. Oh, thank God.
I got a message from Jamie to Matt. Happy anniversary. Since we have one in August and one in December, I have a higher chance of getting this message to you on time. I'm thrilled that my relentless onslaught of making you listen to McElroy podcasts worked and that we can enjoy them together now. Thanks for 13 years of loves, laughs, and video games. I love you and I like your back. Nice.
I like your back. Oh, I thought you said I like you back, but it's your back.
I said it right. I can read and talk at the same time.
All right, no need to get like that about it. Yeah, I enjoy good back.
This is a message for B, and it's from your Tom. Oops, fuck. That's right. From me to the McElroys to you. Thanks for showing up to the club fair, dining to Monster Factory with me, and all the other more serious and mushy ways you've changed my life for the better, you electro cutie. No matter when you hear this, I know I can't wait to see you. Ernie and Brian are okay too, I guess.
Was the intro to that message Tom realizing that they have to actually write something?
Yes,
here?
I do think that Tom maybe didn't know that Tom was going to get through, and Tom just decided that they were going to make it up kind of on the spot.
But I love that.
You did good, Tom. You did good. You did prefer for this to pop off around March 2nd, so we are not accommodating you there on that note, but
still, here we are.
Here's a message for Jonathan Kane. It's from May, Andrew, Artemis, and Matchy, who say, "Hey, Slippery Boy, thank you so much for existing, and we're so glad we met you. You and the Kane clan are always in our hearts, especially Papa Kane. You're the most special garbage boy and bigger than life itself. We love you more than the world. Keep filling our lives with 69 jokes." Oh, wait. 69 jokes? Or maybe exactly 69. You've told us 57 jokes, and 8 jokes we're done with you. Love the Sin siblings and the other ding-dongs in Underwater Piss Utopia. So there's a lot of stuff in that one that I didn't quite understand.
Is this underground wrestling? Because I've been trying to find a foothold in that world.
I think we might be talking about some real backyard shit, boys.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we're
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. We are a Simpsons podcast on the Maximum Fun Network, and we've got some exciting news.
Ooh, tell me.
We are going to be doing some live podcast shows in some of our favorite cities. We're so excited, and we want to let you guys know out there in the Max Fun universe that we are coming to you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. On Saturday, September 15th, we will be at the North Door in Austin, Texas.
Yeehaw.
On Saturday, December 1st, we will be at the Alamo Draft House, Sloan's Lake in Denver, Colorado.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
We'll find out. Friday, December 7th, we are going to be at the Vera Project in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, God. Nirvana.
Yes.
Okay.
And Saturday, December 8th, we will be at Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Matt Groening lives there.
Yes.
Or once lived there.
He still lives there in our hearts. So make sure that you mark your calendars for those dates, and we will be posting the ticketing links on our Twitter. That is at SimpsonsPod, and we will smell you later.
I have a friend who plays live music in bars and restaurants as a primary source of income. He has a great steady gig at a hotel restaurant, except for one tiny problem. Every time he plays...
Why? Why is this true?
Every time he plays a solo show there, he is contractually obligated to play Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Not a joke. He did not read his contract carefully enough before signing, and now, legally, it's required for him to opine for Fictional Mom at least once a week. Brothers, it's been almost a year of this, and my friend now hates this song more than anything. Is there anything I can do to help him get out of the situation? That's from Sick of Stacey's Mom in Southern Maine, which actually almost kind of sounds like Fountains of Wayne. Very good. Let me get something out of the way before we get into this question. Fountains of Wayne is a good band, but I can understand how there are very few songs that I think you would play them every single time you played a gig that you would still feel great about. Now,
I bet even Fountains of Wayne, if they had to do this, would be like, okay, we fucking
hey, Travis,
yeah,
song.
You think maybe in 2003, you think maybe they might have done that around that period?
Hey, boys, I don't know if Fountains of Wayne is actively touring. I'm going to bet Fountains of Wayne don't get to leave the building if they don't do Stacey's Mom. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to go ahead and bang that one out for everybody every single time they perform. Of course, they're making, like, big coin off of that. Like, I don't know. Maybe they don't have to do Stacey's Mom every time. I would think they would probably have a hard time not doing Stacey's Mom.
Before we talk about anything else, we need to talk about why this was in a contract. A legal contract that a lawyer probably helped do.
I have two guesses. Guess one, that the bar is like called Stacy's.
Okay.
Or the owner or like the bartender or something, his name's Stacy, and it's like a fun thing. Or two, at their audition for this gig, this musician friend played Stacy's Mom, and they were like, oh my God, that's the best verse. I love that song. Yes, but you got to do that every time. And he was like, oh, okay, you got it. And then didn't know that it was like, that was actually in the contract because that is the song that got them the gig.
Mm.
Or the bar is owned and operated and themed after Fountains of Wayne.
That's also,
now we're talking.
That's also possible. Maybe a Fountains of Wayne themed bar.
Soda Fountains of Wayne.
Soda Fountains of Wayne.
There's no alcohol served at this bar.
No, it's a strictly Christian stuff.
Straight edge Christian Fountains of Wayne themed bar. It's profoundly unpopular.
Oh, I'm there. And it's just one big And it's not a soda fountain in the traditional sense. It's a literal water feature in the middle of the floor, but it's sort of a caffeine-free Mountain Dew feature. Uh-huh. And all the teens just come around, and they stick their head over the jets and get just the blast of that fresh mountain flavor while they do just dance and just enjoy the night to the music of Fountains of Wayne.
And it's nice because you can drop your kids off there, and you know it's safe. Like, you know there's no alcohol.
I liked Fountains of Wayne before Stacey's mom happened, and I felt very vindicated. But then they won Best New Artist, the Best New Artist Grammy, which is so baffling to me because they'd been operating for like a full decade before that actually happened. But anyway,
Stacey's mom's 15 years old. That's wild. That's the song so wild. Is the mother in the subject of the song.
Stacey's mom is in the Guinness Book of Records, youngest mom with a teenage kid. Doesn't make sense. Her daughter's 1 year older than her.
Is there some stank you can put on the song Stacey's Mom to like freshen it up?
Stacey's mom, a look back, and it's like, you know what? I realize now that maybe it was just a childhood crush.
I think Trent Griffin is more thinking we take it to the islands with a reggae cover.
No, that was actually wasn't. That was the
opposite.
Griffin
wants
of what
to
I
take it on to the islands.
No, I think that'd be hugely problematic, but I would, you know, like a nice bossa nova might be okay.
Or maybe redo it, but in a minor key.
Oh, that's fun. Stacey's mom. Let me look up the chords.
Okay. It's like...
Or maybe write a song about Stacey's dad. Have we talked about this before?
Stacey's dad is back from work. He's doing his best with the ship collection. Grills a real good steak. And can fix the lawnmower. I know it is pretty much equal, just normal, but I think Stacey's dad is a good guy.
He's trying his best. He doesn't know how to relate to his teenage daughter, but he's doing his best.
My guitar's open tune, so I can't play this, but it's just E, A, B, A. But so it'd be E minor, A minor, B minor, A minor. And you could probably do a good...
Why are you open? Why did you open tune?
You know, I like to get tender on it.
Yeah. I think you're just lazy. You want it to sound good when you're not hitting.
Oh, do you got your guitar? Sorry. Do you got your guitar on you?
Yeah.
Give me an E minor. Okay. Stacy's. And then A minor. Mom. A minor? Is that A minor?
Yeah. Stacy's mom has got
B minor.
It going on. Stacey, can I come over after school?
Haunting.
Yeah, you're in the major.
After
you're in the major.
School, we can hang around by the pool. Did your mom get back from her business trip?
You went back to major. Listen, I know you want to play the major because it sounds so good, but it's got to be minor.
Is she there or is she trying to give me the slip?
Why, Stacey's mom has been dead for over 50 years.
Oh, now see the pre-chorus is already slightly minor.
Let's just jump to the just fuck the pre-chorus. Oh,
the boy that used to be. Stacy's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Stacy, can't you see? You're just this is a G7 minor girl for me, C sharp minor. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's mom.
Oh no! God bless.
Yeah, so you do that, and it's like if your parents have you mow the lawn all the time, and you mow the lawn super bad once, you don't have to mow the lawn anymore.
Justin, I thought you did a great job at doing a bad job at that song.
The problem is that I was bringing the melody into the because I don't know, I can't transpose that in my head on the fly, so I was trying to eyeball what that melody would look like in a minor key.
No, I know, it's a fun song. I don't blame you. It's a fun song, and it's what you did to it is a perversion. And so that was your body reflexively trying to sing the fun song.
That was like sneezing.
It was like sneezing, Justin.
It was just like sneezing. Folks, thanks so much for listening. We hope you have enjoyed yourself, aside from the music part there. Sorry about that.
It was good.
It was good. You did a good, bad job.
I did my best. We've got some, if you want to come see us, we're going to be out and about this nation of ours. Trav is going to be in Newport, Kentucky on August 11th. Dad and I are going to be on August 11th at Barbersville. And then Travis and Dad are going to be in Lexington on August 18th. And those are all signings for the Taz graphic novel. So come on out to those. You can find the detours at macworldshows.com/tours. We've also got, and I think there's a few tickets left for our show in Orlando, August the 31st at the Walt Disney Theater. That is also at macworldshows.com/tours. You may be able to get tickets for the Atlanta show that's on September 1st, but that may also be sold out. I'm not exactly clear, but no, there's a few seats for that if you want to come. So please come see us, Atlanta. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a really fun one.
I also think maybe we might, I think I might be doing some stuff at Dragon Con that same weekend. I'll let you know. But if you are going to come to those shows, please send in your Orlando and Atlanta Yahoos and regular questions. Make sure to put that in the subject line. Also, PodCon, the fundraiser Indiegogo for PodCon 2 is going on right now. Help us fund it so we can have an even better second PodCon, one of my favorite conventions I've ever done. And Justin and I helped found. You can go to bit.ly/McElroyPodCon2 to become a donor. And that's a good way to go ahead and get your tickets. And our graphic novel is on sale. You can get it at theadventurezonecomic.com or at many fine booksellers.
Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for these for a theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a very, very good album, and we're so fortunate that we get to use that song as our theme and have for many years now. And thank you to Max Fun for having us on the network. You can go to MaximumFun.org, check out all the great shows there, shows like Story Break, shows like the Beef and Dairy Network, shows like Tights and Fights, and so many more at MaximumFun.org. Do y'all want that final?
Oh, one more thing. Schmanners is coming to the London Podcast Festival, I believe September 8th.
Whoa.
And the we're going to have a ticket link for that on macroshows.com/tours.
Here's that final. It was sent in by Level 9000 Yadru Druid Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's Yadru Answers. User Matt85. Matt85 asks, have you ever bought a burger from a burger van?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Kardashians.
Michael Cohen.
Hashtags. Clickbait.
Memes.
Oh. Debunking.
Rebunking.
Regular sized bunking.
Bodie McBoatface.
Do any of these words make sense to you? Then maybe Trends Like These is the podcast you should be listening to.
We put an episode every week on MaximumFun.org. Hosted by me, Travis McElroy.
And me, Courtney Enlow.
And me, Brent Black.
Trends Like These on MaximumFun.org.
Because with Trends Like These,
who needs any memes?
Ah? Ah?
Yeah, that was great.